live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Joe Eisen is a personal trainer who's been a regular guest with Tim and Liz on Tuesday mornings. From this afternoon, Joe will be here on Friday afternoons every month. Before we got on to our topic for the month, though, I asked him if he could tell us a little bit about his background.
So I've been on the radio now for just over a year. No, since March last year with Tim and Liz. A little bit of background about me. For those who don't know me, I'm basically a personal trainer from the heart of Cambridge. Been PTing and coaching people for just over 8 years now, and I mainly sort of specialize in working with busy men and women who just feel like they lack a bit of self-confidence, they feel a bit out of shape, and they know their health is taking a bit of a battering. And I basically work with those individuals and help them get sort of fitter, stronger, happier, and confident. Whether I've got, just losing weight, or you're just, extremely out of shape, that's generally what I do and how I sort of come in. Essentially, with the radio shows, I've just sort of been coming on, sharing some wisdom, sharing some guidance and tips on how you guys can basically, feel better, live better, through just like no nonsense, just straight to the point advice that helps you get you moving forward, basically.
That sounds brilliant. So you're going to come on once a month, aren't you, now, and give us some tips?
I hope so.
Give us some tips every month about things that we can think of, or just sort of simple ideas to focus on. And what are we going to do today, then?
So essentially, I've got a topic today that I think a lot of our listeners will relate to, especially with like the current situation. It's basically sharing some three key principles on how you guys can get in shape before the end of the year. Less than a couple of months till Christmas now. So not far off. So I thought I'd sort of keep it in line with the current season and the current climate, because as you know, it's some weird times we live in at the minute, and things aren't really that normal. So I'm going to share some little sort of key insights on how you guys can get you moving forward and feeling better, and more importantly, get you in shape. And get you in shape before the end of the year comes
around.
That's
what I need. So what's the first one of these principles, then?
Wouldn't you agree, like a lot of us, I would say our mental health is taking a bit of a battering right now. There's sort of like a lot of fear, a lot of scaremongering going around. My first key principle, keep it in line with everything, is essentially the first step to change is getting you guys committed. So if you know deep down you've been putting it off, and we've been putting, getting in shape off, and saying, look, I'm busy, I'm going to wait till work calms down, or wait till I get my promotion from work, or do you know what, I'll just wait until the kids and us are in a back routine, or wait till the new year, I can tell that it's going to be a lot worse for you if you decide to not do anything now. Because deep down, we know that the perfect moment never is such a thing. It is now. And the first step to change is get yourself committed, okay? Stop keep putting it off and realize that, a bit of harsh
truth, reality.
But there never is a perfect time. And if you know deep down that your happiness, your health, and your confidence are taking a beating, then wouldn't you agree that if you do something now, it's going to become a lot better between now and to the end of the year? And if you decide to do nothing, it's going to get worse, right?
So if you say commit, can that just be to commit to do something?
To do something. And I'll bring in my second tip in a second. Okay, so we've sort of like thought about it, and we've thought, do you know what, now's the time to do it. And you're more likely it's going to happen. You've got to commit. You've got to see it through. Because if not, it'll be another idea that goes, I'll do that when it suits me. But actually, as we know, it never happens. There never is a perfect time. So the first step is to make one commitment to yourself. And it could be small. That is my first tip of all of this, is like, when you get clear on what you do, your best asset is yourself, right? And when you become clear on something, and especially something that will make you happy, and you know you need to start working on it, then it will basically become a reality, won't it?
I would say I definitely agree. I know that for myself, everything has been so weird and mixed up that actually committing yourself to something and kind of setting a time of the week to do something or whatever has actually made me feel a lot calmer and kind of more in control of the situation. And 100%. You know that you're working towards that, have a bit of a schedule.
Yeah, 100%. We're creatures of comfort, as you know, and we have our routines, we have our rituals. And if you have a little bit of routine, I think you're right, Alex, you've got to get something in the diary. If you're a planner, get something planned in that diary. Get something at least to get you moving forward, but get committed. If the first step of change happens when you are committed.
Excellent. What's the second one then? Once you've committed yourself, what's the second?
So the second key principle in all this is start with one thing first. Start with one thing first. And especially in the fitness industry, we love to reinvent the wheel a lot. I mean, just look at the diet trends, the quick fixes, the six-week challenges. One thing has stood the test of time of all this, and it's worked extremely well for my clients in lockdown and myself over the years. The ones who got some really good, like incredible results, life-changing results, have been the ones that have followed through and got the core basics nailed. So they're things like your exercise, your nutrition, your, more importantly, your mind, your mindset, and your lifestyle sort of ticking that box. But again, it's like, well, where do you start, Joe? Like, where do I start with it? You said, like, get committed, start with one thing first. Well, look at the area that you struggle the most with. If you try and tackle everything at once, it will leave you to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, and probably end up like going backwards all the time and demotivate you. I can relate to that when I first started. I don't know about you, Alex, but you try and tackle everything on, and it can go the same principles with everything in life. Focus on one thing first and it will snowball. So look at the area that you're weak on. If it's exercise, start with just getting some activity in. Find out, you know, exercise that you enjoy and make it work with your current lifestyle. You know, make it complement your life and not complicate it. That's my motto.
Since lockdown, there's been a lot of online stuff, isn't there? So you don't even have to go out if you don't want to, or if you're worried about going to a certain place or the cost of it. You can get lots of online things now, can't you?
This is the beauty about, you know, what is kind of, we're making the best out of a worse situation. Yeah. The rise of Zoom, you know, like Zoom's worked perfectly for my business. You've got to go with the times, and online, it's just great, isn't it? But again, falling into the same trap is like, make sure that, you know, the thing it fits with you. Because, you know, it's very easy to go and get a plan, and it's very easy to download it, as you know. And you've got to follow through with it. And if it's not ticking those basic needs of like fitting your lifestyle and where you want to go, then I don't think it'll work in the long run.
Yeah, I think everyone, like you say, finds different things better for them. I know certain things for me don't work on online. I have to go and do them because
I promise
myself I'm going to go on, and then suddenly it's the evening and I think, oh, whereas if I've got to go to something, I know during lockdown that wasn't possible, but I find I'm better in that. But then some things I'm really happy to do online as well. So I have a mix at the moment, which is, you know, I think maybe lots of people can do.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we do. That's what I know. I've got my one-to-one, obviously, and I've got the online, which ticks both boxes. I think you got, like you said, find what works for you.
Yeah.
If you know that, oh, do you know what? I get more out of seeing someone. Go and do that. Go join that class that you've been putting off. Go sign up to that program that you know that will change your life, because it will.
you know,
that coach that you've been meaning to message for a long time, just sort of put your phone down every time you go and type your message out. Go and do it, because that's the first step to change. And obviously, you know, and even if it's like, if it's nutrition you struggle with, just look in your cupboards and fridge. You know, does it truly represent someone who wants to lead a healthy lifestyle?
Well, that's frightening.
Or is it just full of booze and junk? So look at that first. Start with small thing.
Yeah.
And then go from there. And it's like, and I say this, it's like a domino effect. You just drop that first domino and everything will fall into place.
That sounds good. So what's the third and final one then?
Okay, so the last and final one, get support. I'm going to put it out there. If you guys are constantly falling off track and you feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to begin, why not say to yourself, like, maybe it's time to get some help, someone who actually knows what they're doing and, you know, has a proven track record of getting you the results that you want. If you want a certain result that someone else has got and you know that it'll fit with, you know, your core values and your needs, then go with it. You know, reach someone like myself or someone in a health club or someone online that is passionate about, you know, helping you. Because I've done this. You only go so much on your own.
Definitely.
You only go somewhere, you know, just think of all the time, the effort, the money, the energy that you've done, you know, trying to get on your own. It only gets you so far. And the biggest problem I see is people giving up or losing hope.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to like invest in yourself as well.
Yeah. I think, you know, that's a really good point. I think we're very easy to start something. It doesn't go quite as well as we hoped. Like we didn't lose 5 stone in the first week or whatever. And then people can get disheartened and say, oh, well, I'm not also running a marathon straight away. But little steps, that's what I'm always being told, is little steps.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not being afraid to say, oh, well, I didn't really do so well this week. That doesn't matter as long as you're thinking about it and moving on to the next thing. That's what I always think, I try and hold that in when I'm thinking, oh, I just want to go and throw it all in now because I've done something bad for one day.
No, but I've seen your progress. Like, you've just go off track a little bit here. You've made some incredible progress. You should be really chuffed at yourself.
Well, it's nice for you to say. You don't think it yourself. You always just think, oh, I'm not.
Of course. I mean, our own worst enemy lies between our two own ears.
Very good point.
We're always going to be, you know, comparing ourselves and thinking we're not good enough. I think it's a natural thing to do. And especially in this day and age where you've got the likes of Instagram, Facebook and other people that who are doing the same thing as you, you're constantly going to compare yourself. But it takes time. It takes time to sort of get better at that.
And I think getting support from like a professional, but also even getting support from other people of your friends that might want to do it with you, and you can talk and discuss, oh, did you have a good day, or did you do this, shall we go for a walk, shall we go for a little bit of a jog or whatever. I know that I do that. If a friend said that I'm doing it, I'll have to do it, because there's no way I'm letting them down. I can let myself down easier than I can let a friend down or someone I've committed to. So it's interesting.
No, and a support, like I said, it can come in either like reaching out to someone or your environment. Like, you look at your friends and family, like you said, Alex, it's like lift you up and support you.
Yeah.
And even when you're having a rubbish day, they pull you out of it and help move you forward. That's what you need, especially this current climate, is those three things. So like, get committed, get started on one thing first, and then get your support in. And then that will have profound effects on like you getting in shape at the end of the year, I guarantee.
Brilliant. Well, we better start on that one. we're going to, like you say, put your action where your mouth is.
I know.
So I will be doing that, and I will report back to you next month. So thanks ever so much, Joe. That's really interesting.
But remember, guys, start with one thing first. Don't tackle everything at once. One thing at a time.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Alex. Cambridge 105 Radio.